Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Both Michael Vick and Nick Foles performed well in Friday night's preseason debut against the New England Patriots, with both quarterbacks leading the Eagles to touchdown drives. So as the Eagles prepare for their second preseason game this Thursday night against Carolina, who has the edge? We know already that Nick Foles will be the starter because it's his turn in the rotation, but has anyone climbed any closer to grabbing that starting job?
I think we just have to go out there and play, try to perform. You know, it's not about, you know, worrying about, you know, what the placement is going to be after this game. I think if you try to, do that, then things are not, you know, not going to flow for you. You got to let it happen naturally, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's all in God's plan.
I need to go out there and execute the offense and put points on the board. I mean, that's always been the ultimate goal, and just learn from last week and move forward and just take these practices and get better. It's the same way I've approached everything. I'm not changing anything. I'm going to keep doing things that I've done my whole life that's got me here, and that is just work as hard as I possibly can and, one play at a time.
New defensive coordinator Bill Davis will have some young pieces to add to the puzzle who might be able to help immediately in 2013. Some of those players include third-round pick Benny Logan, who was working with the first-team unit at nose tackle on Monday's practice, along with Earl Wolfe at safety and Damian Square along the defensive line. What is Davis, a veteran defensive coordinator and coach in the National Football League's mindset when it comes to playing rookies? They got to work for the bottom, but they have a chance to make it to the top.
Part of the reason you put them in at first team and you move guys up is so they go against their best. And you see if your young guy, okay, he's whipping up on maybe somebody's third or seconds, how can he do against a starter like he'll be asked to do for 16 weeks during the season? So as we go and we see guys, as they earn that spot, they will get opportunities go against the other team's ones in game-type situations in the preseason so we can better evaluate.
Davis wants his unit to be the most feared in the National Football League. What Eagles player wouldn't want to have that title? But he's also dealing with the transition from moving from the 4-3 to the 3-4 while mixing some hybrid looks in between. Friday night's preseason debut, Davis said, was a starting point for his defense. He explains here how he'll get his team to try to be the most feared in the entire league.
Every defense in the NFL is striving to be a feared, respected defense. And the only way you can get to where you're feared and respected is by playing great defense, being able to get off blocks and make tackles, to stop the run, to have a pass rush that they're afraid of, a blitz package, to have lockdown covers, cover corners and safeties, to where you're playing great defense, to swarm to the ball, to have big hits and tackles. That's what puts fear in people.
Eagles made a roster move Monday afternoon, trading guard Nate Mankin, sending him back to where he started his career in Houston in exchange for wide receiver Jeff Mail.
The Eagles get back to work on the practice field Tuesday as they prepare for Thursday's preseason game against the Carolina Panthers. Head coach Chip Kelly will address the media and unveil any changes to the starting lineup. Reporting for the NovaCare Complex here in South Philadelphia, I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us on the Eagles Update.